And we want to take a few minutes to remember the artist Christo, born Christo Yavachev, who died yesterday at his home in New York City. He was known for his massive temporary public art projects, which he created along with his late wife, Jean-Claude. They included surrounding islands in Miami's Biscayne Bay with hot pink fabric, wrapping the Reichstag in Berlin, and installing thousands of saffron-colored gates in Central Park. The UK's Tate Gallery said in a tweet that the pair dreamed up what seemed impossible and changed the way we look at the world. I spoke with Christo in June 2016 about his project Floating Piers. It was a walkway covered with yellow-orange fabric that stretched almost 2 miles into Lake Iseo in Italy, connecting two islands with the mainland. From June 18th to July 3rd that year, the project had an estimated 1.2 million visitors. I asked Christo, why not leave Floating Piers up permanently?
All our projects, they're designed to be temporary. There are some permanent works, you know, works where the museum and collection, they're permanent, they stay forever. But that project, they're not only designed temporary, they're designed for particular season of the year. Like the Central Park project was winter project. We like to have a leafless tree to see the gates. During the summertime, Central Park is like forest. When the Miami project and Florida 1983 surrounded island was spring project, because before the hurricanes come in Miami later in the season. And of course, that project is summer project, the Floating Pier. We have the longest daylight of the year, end of June. All the journey is the work of art. All the journey from the beginning to the end is the work of art. And the most beautiful part of Floating Pier that I discovered is to see entire project is about the people walking nowhere. About the feeling of the surface of the land or the water. And your feet, actually many of the people walk barefoot. And they walk. It's not like going to shop, not going to see your friends. It's going really nowhere.
And what was it like in this case to complete this project without your longtime wife and partner, Jean-Claude, who died in 2009?
I miss her all the time, you know. She loved that project very much. She was a very dynamic woman. You know? She was not never stopped. She can never sit. She's moving all the time. She was really very energetic. And of course, this is the why this project is so much still with her, you know.
I read that the two of you wouldn't fly on the same planes because one of the planes crashed, you wanted to make sure that the other person would be able to continue the work.
Exactly, yes.
So what's next? You've talked about the Mastaba, this permanent project, right?
You asked me to talk about the future and very unfortunate moment. I have only remaining few days to be with our baby. I don't like to think about anything else except that project. I have these 16 days to enjoy it from morning to night, the middle of the night. It's all about that project.
You talk about how this project can be felt by those who are able to walk along it. But I also want to say that one of the amazing images that I've seen, or many of them, are from the air. And a lot of your projects, they look really incredible, and you see them in a different way from above.
But really, the project should be walk. Of course, for the photograph, for the newspaper, they're photographing for the air. And much of the pictures there before the project is open on June 18th. Today, you cannot see anything of that. We see it from helicopter. It's full. It's like an incredible amount of people. And this is the most greatest pleasure. It's entirely motion of people walking.
So you don't think about what it's going to look like from above?
No, I enjoy it. I never take the helicopter, actually, really. I have no time. Entire project is designed, basically, it's like a huge boulevard or avenue. And this is why, against that organic shape of the island and curve, organic shape, you have this very straight line created rencontre of several piers, like an area called the star, when three piers meet together. I just coming back on the boat when I was looking from the boat how that connection happened. It's very exciting. It's an incredible play of the immensity of the water with people walking in the water. The color of the fabric is dahlia yellow, but around the edge of the pier is continually wet, and of course the color is darker, mostly orangey, like a brick, dark color orangey, with very painterly surface. And the people do not walk on the wet side. They really walk on the dry side. It's almost like abstract painting.
Is this the project that you're most proud of that you've ever done?
No, all of our projects, they're part of our life. You know, they're part of moment of our life, Jean-Claude and myself.
Well, Christo, congratulations, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Christo, speaking with me in June 2016, he died yesterday in New York City at the age of 84. Per Christo and Jean-Claude's wishes, the pair's final work, Wrapping the Arc de Triomphe in Paris, is scheduled to debut in September 2021.